And if we don't have a good public health system where everyone can access decent care, ultimately, not only is our health in danger, but our economy's health would be in danger.
Hi, I'm Jim Doyle, President of Business Forward, and you're listening to the Business Forward podcast. Business Forward helps local business leaders fix Washington by bringing Washington to them. Subscribe to our podcast to hear conversations with policy experts, elected officials, and business leaders about important issues like climate action and affordable health care.
In this episode, Business Forward hosted a discussion on open enrollment. In this conversation with Business Forward Executive Director Liz Fairchild, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra, and Administrator Isabella Casillas Guzman, head of the U.S. Small Business Administration, discussed the Affordable Care Act Marketplace Open Enrollment, Small Business Week of Action, and how business leaders can get involved in ACA enrollment. Later, we were joined by Dr. Ellen Montz, Deputy Administrator and Director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We hope you enjoy the conversation.
Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Fairchild, Executive Director of Business Forward. Today, we are pleased to host U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra and Administrator Isabella Casillas Guzman, head of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Later, we will also be joined by Dr. Ellen Montz, Deputy Administrator and Director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Today, we're discussing the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, Marketplace Open Enrollment, Small Business Week of Action, and how business leaders like you can get involved in ACA enrollment. Secretary Becerra, Administrator Guzman, we'll start with your remarks, if you don't mind, Mr. Secretary.
Liz, thank you very much, and great to be with Administrator Guzman as well. Let me just be straightforward. Plain and simple, it makes a lot of sense to expand access to healthcare for all Americans. In fact, it is good for business to give all Americans access to health. As COVID made clear, none of us is safe until all of us are safe. And if we don't have a good public health system where everyone can access decent care, ultimately, not only is our health in danger, but our economy's health will be in danger. So we think it's important to make sure that all of us have an opportunity to have good health and have a good economy.
Administrator Guzman.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate your leadership, Business Forward, and your partnership always at the SBA. And great to join you, Secretary Becerra. And I do want to call out your early leadership on this issue as a fellow Californian who saw you as AG as well, but early on as an author, co-author, as a leading defender of ACA. Really appreciate you now, your leadership at HHS. You know, small businesses are a critical part of this conversation. And in the Biden-Harris administration, they continue to be elevated as part of our economic agenda because they help create an economy that works for everyone. And they're essential to competition and innovation and delivering products and services for us. And healthcare is oftentimes one of the top five issues, if not the top 10 issue for certain for small businesses as they look to help either themselves as sole proprietors or across their employee base. And since January 2021, we've also had 9 million new Americans start businesses. And so with the 33 million total small businesses out there, with healthcare and worker relationships top of mind, we want to make sure that we continue to do everything we can to support our small businesses as they start and grow and build resilient businesses. And so excited to be here today to help everyone learn more about healthcare, but as well just propel this issue forward during this Small Business Week of Action.
Thank you both so much. It's great to have you with us. So I'd like to start with Secretary Becerra. Can you give us an update on where things stand with the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, and what's new during this open enrollment season?
Absolutely, Liz. Well, we broke a record last year. We had more Americans apply for healthcare coverage through the marketplaces under Obamacare than ever before, some 14 million Americans. We saw more Americans last year and into this year have access to healthcare through insurance than ever in the country's history, more than 300 million people. And so far with the open enrollment period that began about a month ago, we have seen record paces again. We're about 40% increase in the number of new people who are enrolling. And so I think Americans got the word. It makes sense to get covered. And now they're doing it, especially when 4 out of 5 people who are signing up to on healthcare.gov to find out what they can get are seeing they can get a health insurance plan where their premium costs some $10 or less a month. That's less than what it costs, as I tell people, to go see one movie one night. And that's without popcorn and a drink. So pretty good deal.
Thank you so much. And Administrator Guzman, I'd love to hear your perspective on how the ACA has helped small businesses.
Healthcare access and affordability have really helped level the playing field for small businesses competing in the tight labor market, especially, you know, first and foremost, ACA has driven down costs for coverage and care, which is important to a small business and their bottom line. Just when the law was created, you know, the individual marketplaces, the Medicaid expansion, it really made it possible for millions more of our entrepreneurs and their employees to get coverage. You know, the uninsured rate for small business employees fell 10% after ACA. So that's a huge success for small businesses. They need that stabilization of healthcare costs in order to cover their employees or themselves. And so the falling of premiums ever since is really what has been important to them. But also it's meant security and mobility to spur entrepreneurship. I mentioned those high entrepreneurship rates. That's oftentimes not possible without the freedom to be able to continue to access affordable coverage or not have an interruption in service in any way. And we've had a record number of those businesses, but they're taking on huge risks when they're becoming entrepreneurs. And that risk should not include being excluded from quality, affordable healthcare options. And when ACA passed, you know, it gave them that protection and protected them from being excluded on pre-existing conditions. And so I feel like it's helped entrepreneurship overall, but, you know, it also created shop, which is important. When we talk about small businesses, that's quite a big category, but especially those small employers that are 1 to 50 employees. You know, we provided through the government shop, which is important to providing a really easy to use and simple process for them to get insurance for themselves and their employees. And I think that that healthcare.gov small business site is really critical for our small businesses out there because they have so many, you know, tasks to juggle every single day. Trying to weed through complicated plans is not on the top of their list. So shop has been transformative as well.
That's great to hear. Mr. Secretary, what's your perspective on that? Why small business? Why should they care about other businesses signing up for ACA coverage?
Well, because as I said before, the more we're all covered, the better the health of all the people we have will be, and as well as the health of our economy. As they say about the world, when America gets a cold, the world catches the flu. And that's because everyone depends on a strong economy. And so domestically, it's important for us to be strong, but the world depends on the U.S. to be strong. Well, if parts of America are strong, but others aren't, ultimately, America pays the price. And so the more that we're all insured, the better off we are. Think about the small business where if you have a small number of employees and one employee has a health emergency for one of the family members, all of a sudden that employee can no longer come into work. Critical aspect of the business may get interrupted, may be disrupted long-term, can't afford that. Most small businesses operate on a very tight margin. And so we need to be efficient. And this is where I think what we've seen as we expand access to good coverage, we've been able to see the economy expand with it. And so no more do we have the case where an employee or a proprietor of a self-owned business would have to apply to get what we call a skinny plan, a junk plan of health insurance, where you pay very little upfront, but when it's time to use it, you get very little. And it doesn't help you when you really need it most. ACA provided coverage for a lot of folks, including self-employed, including small businesses, with plans that actually were meaningful, had great coverage, and for a decent price. Those tax credits that people receive have made it very affordable. And today we've seen a dramatic drop in the number of uninsured small proprietors in America because now they've been able to get a decent health plan. And so at the end of the day, while small businesses don't have the volume that allows them to get a better price for health insurance for all their employees, and small businesses essentially have to find an insurer who's willing to go to them and offer them coverage. Today with the ACA, that's no longer a problem. You can get on the marketplace and find some really good coverage. And as I said, for some employees, it'll end up being $10 or less a month in premiums. That's a pretty good deal.
It is. Administrator Guzman, what are you saying? Why do you think business needs to be able to spread the word about open enrollment?
Yeah, I agree completely that it's about economics, that more participation we get, it lowers the cost, especially if we can get all the small businesses, including with those young employees, in the marketplace so they can spread that risk and share that risk. So, but in addition to that, I mean, we know as small business supporters, as small business owners ourselves, access is oftentimes really all about awareness. And small businesses need navigation to understand how to use resources and take advantage of opportunities that are out there. And so as everyone who's on this call, if you're amplifying this information to fellow small business owners or others you know, you're providing such an incredible value to your network, you know, your suppliers and vendors, your buyers, your customers, all your partners, because they and their employees are our neighbors, our friends and family. We want them to be healthy and have coverage. We want them to, you know, realize that there's opportunities to get a quality, affordable healthcare through ACA. And, you know, that's the kind of economic stability as well that the secretary was referencing that we need in this economy. And especially now with such a tight labor market, we want everyone as healthy as possible so that we can continue, you know, to perform. And so, you know, I think it's so critical that small businesses are aware of those services. And in some cases, there's financial benefits or administrative benefits when small businesses enroll. And so getting to know this information. I'm so glad that we're diving into details later in this webinar today. You know, that's going to be incredibly beneficial to all our small businesses out there.
And both the SBA and Business Forward work with a lot of entrepreneurs. So Administrator Guzman, I'd love to hear, you know, 8 in 10 small businesses don't have employees, right? They're sole proprietors, they're entrepreneurs. So what can the ACA do for them specifically?
Yeah, I mean, those numbers are huge. And we know that our sole proprietors, you know, sometimes they stay solo, whether they're potentially adding employees. Awareness of healthcare options is just as important for them. They should enjoy all the benefits of the individual marketplace. That's where they can enroll for themselves and their families in a health plan that can fit their needs. You know, those 26 million Americans who are solopreneurs can have that opportunity online today. You know, many are eligible for those savings and lower costs thanks to the continuation of some of the increased financial assistance that the Biden-Harris administration has doubled down on. And so visiting to find out what kind of great rates you're able to access in the system as a solopreneur is just as valuable. And then you're ready for when you add those employees and grow your businesses. And the SBA is here to help you navigate all of that as well.
Thank you so much. So before we go, I just want to make sure we get a chance to hear any last words from both of you about small businesses and open enrollment before we bring in Dr. Montz to get into the details. So, Mr. Secretary?
So, we've talked a lot about economics and efficient, successful businesses. At the end of the day, though, when it's about healthcare, whether it's your business offering healthcare to its employees or whether it's you having access to a doctor or a hospital for your child when you absolutely need it, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is peace of mind. And if you can run a successful business, I guarantee you one of the reasons is because you and your employees are happy, are functional, are feeling pretty good about life. It's hard to have that kind of peace of mind if you can't take your son or daughter to the hospital when it's time. Or if you do, you're afraid you're going to end up having to file for personal bankruptcy as a result of the bills. Peace of mind is crucial. Having access to care is part of the solution. And that's why having insurance coverage makes it so indispensable that Americans get covered and have access to the coverage they need. I think the best Christmas gift, holiday gift we can give any American today is to let them know they will have that peace of mind that when their child gets sick or ill, they can take them to the hospital without a problem. And so whether it's the removal of the pre-existing condition horror that affected so many American families when they couldn't access to care, or whether it is the fact that you could not afford coverage from the get-go, all those things are beginning to disappear. We continue to grow the number of Americans who have access to affordable, quality care, peace of mind. At the end of the day, hallelujah, this holiday season, we hope to give everyone peace of mind.
Well, thank you, Secretary Becerra. I really appreciate your leadership during this time of the pandemic, but on an ongoing basis, because healthcare is certainty for our small businesses. And, you know, we've been talking so much in the last couple of years about resilience and really driving towards resilient businesses. And in order to achieve that, insurance is so critical, including on healthcare for you and your employees. And I think as much as you can control your bottom line with affordable options, as much as you can secure your future with quality healthcare. You know, that's the step in the right direction to building resilience for your business. So I hope you get the word out to as many as possible and know that you can always come to the SBA at sba.gov for information and resources from our free advisory networks or directly through the SBA. So thank you for having me a part of this session.
Thank you both so much for your time today. We're very grateful for it, and we appreciate you getting the word out through Business Forward as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now I'd like to introduce Dr. Ellen Montz, Deputy Administrator and Director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Montz, thank you so much for being with us today. So my first question for you is based off the fact that we just heard from Secretary Becerra and Administrator Guzman how HHS and SBA are working together to ensure America's small businesses, entrepreneurs, and their employees are getting covered. So can you just tell us a bit more about what's new this year in open enrollment?
Yes, great to be here with you today and Business Forward. It is incredible to see how far we have come over the last decade. And we just heard from the secretary and the administrator about, you know, where we came from and kind of the certainty and the peace of mind that we have now, knowing that we have more to go. Last year, we had record-breaking enrollment. I believe the secretary talked about that. We had 14.5 million people sign up for health insurance coverage through the federal and state-based marketplaces. But that's not enough. And that's why I think, you know, I'm delighted to be here to talk about kind of how we can get the word out about open enrollment and about health insurance coverage, because we know we still have millions of Americans out there that are not yet covered. And so this year we are really hoping to build on that success. And we talk about kind of some of the new things for open enrollment. One of the drivers of that kind of record enrollment last year, and we're hoping to build this year, is the record affordability that we have on the marketplace. And that's thanks to the new tax credits that were made available by the American Rescue Plan Act, and were of course extended, and we are so delighted that they were extended thanks to the President's Inflation Reduction Act that passed in August, which means that people will see continued savings of an average of $800 a year on coverage, and helps deliver on that. Look, 4 out of 5 customers that are coming back on healthcare.gov are finding a plan for $10 or less. And so important for our Business Forward audience here is that, you know, these additional tax credits do 2 things. One, they enhance the tax credits that existed under the Affordable Care Act. And so that's really helping people as they face kind of these hard trade-offs, as we see other areas in our lives where prices may be going up. We're actually seeing healthcare premiums on healthcare.gov go down. So that's nice. And the second place that the Inflation Reduction Act and the American Rescue Plan Act, these new tax credits really help people, are for folks, people and families above 400% of the federal poverty level. So that's about $55,000 a year for a single person, $110,000 for a family of 4. And that extends these ACA tax credits up above that income level to ensure that everybody enrolling in the marketplaces does not have to pay over 8.5% of their household income. That is a big deal, particularly for some of our sole proprietors out there that may really count on healthcare.gov. You know, we know affordability is one thing, but it's critical, but it's not the full gamut here. We have to tell people about it. And so we have invested, our administration has invested the largest investment we have had in navigators who help people enroll in coverage, and also to get the word out. And we're working with our partners like you all to make sure that you all can help us get the word out as well. Finally, just a few other things that I think will be exciting for folks as they look to this year's open enrollment. One, we've improved our consumer experience. So it's easier to go on, it's easier now more than ever to kind of just you yourself go on to healthcare.gov and poke around, take a look at the application. We've made it a lot simpler to kind of understand eligibility as well as kind of shop and compare plans. And additionally, for our small business folks that are employers who are utilizing ICHRA, which is an option for employers to provide non-taxed reimbursement to employees for premiums and out-of-pocket costs We made some updates to the website to make kind of a new affordability coverage tool for employers and employees to help them kind of make these trade-off options on the marketplace. And again, as I'm saying, we are really looking forward to continuing to work with partners like you all in implementing these changes across the years and helping make it easier to understand and sign up for coverage.
Thanks. That's so helpful. And that navigator piece sounds really critical for kind of that human touch to all the transformations you're describing too. That's great to hear. So just last month, the Biden-Harris administration announced a fix to the family glitch, which people may have heard of before. So can you walk us through how that impacts small businesses?
Absolutely. And this was a primary goal of President Biden as he kind of talked about how to expand coverage, how to build on the Affordable Care Act. And one area that we were able to accomplish this in this administration is in putting out a regulation on, as you say, Liz, what people know as the family glitch. So that is a very DC term, but there was a rule that was formerly in place that kind of prevented family members of employees from getting access to these premium tax credits on healthcare.gov if a family member in the family had access to affordable coverage. And the way that these regulations formerly defined affordability was really based on that kind of self-only coverage that the employer provided. And sometimes, look, employers were only able to offer up coverage, like really affordable coverage for the employee and had the family members paying a bit more. Now, under these new rules, the new rules allow, for example, the employee to continue getting healthcare coverage through their employer. And then here we might think of a small employer, but also not block family members who may find that family coverage through the employer is unaffordable, not block those other family members from going on healthcare.gov to get coverage. And so I think as we kind of scope back from a small business perspective, I think it's just, this is an additional option that small employers have when they're thinking about how to maybe blend and braid coverage, both that they provide personally for their employees and their families, but also kind of how they get that kind of peace of mind to make sure that, you know, their employees' families are also covered as well and not needlessly blocked from tax credit access. So very excited to have this rule out there and show that, you know, these kind of millions of Americans that were blocked from these affordable tax credits before newly able to come in and get coverage. So would very much encourage folks who have come in before to apply, found out that they were not eligible, to come back in. The rules have changed.
Thanks for walking us through that. And finally, it's Small Business Week of Action. That's why we're talking this week. How can small businesses and entrepreneurs on today's call get involved? Where can they learn more?
Yes, I am very happy that us here at CMS and in this administration are, you know, part of the solution to the challenges that small businesses face. And I know that providing health insurance to yourself and your families, to your employees and their families, if you have employees, is a top priority in order to compete for the talented workforce you need. But also, I think as the secretary mentioned at the very end, because your employees are like your family and you want to make sure that they are protected. And I've seen this from my dad, my whole life, who is a small business owner. And I just know how incredibly personal it is for you all to have that health care coverage. And if you have employees, to have those employees have that health care coverage. And so, you know, there, as I just mentioned, there are several options available to our small employers, including, as the administrator mentioned, the Small Business Health Options Program. So the small group market, the SHOP marketplace. We have ICHRAs, which I mentioned earlier, kind of a more of an account-based contribution that an employer could give. And of course, there's always the individual marketplace, healthcare.gov, and our state-based marketplaces where sole proprietors or even small business owners that are just helping their employees look for coverage. Those are kind of the options to go. And how do we get involved? I would say a couple things. You know, small businesses can visit www.healthcare.gov/small-businesses. The administrator mentioned that is a great place to go to kind of compare your different coverage options, knowing which one is right for you. There's a menu of options, and maybe often it could be that you are selecting, you know, one option for yourself and maybe something else to help with your employees. And that website will really kind of take you through the options. And based on whichever one you want to go to, there's always help available at the other end, whether that is through our navigators, whether that's through one of your existing relationships with maybe an agent and broker who are often small business employers themselves. And so we really appreciate this opportunity for us to have you all help spread the word and help really continue our record-breaking success on the marketplace.
Thank you, Dr. Montz. It also feels like a great week for small businesses to remind their colleagues, those who also own their own small businesses, to check what plan they have, talk to their employees. So this is a good week of action to get involved in. So we really
appreciate it. We always say if you are already enrolled, go in and shop. There are new options every year. Always make sure that you have the right plan for you. Just as a point of action here, as you just noted, go in by December 15th so that any of your plan changes, if you're making a change, or that new coverage can start by January 1. We have that full year of health insurance coverage.
That's a great reminder, December 15th. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Montz. That's all the time we have for today. We really appreciate you joining us and giving us the details on what's happening this week and through the rest of the month. And for those that joined our briefing, please keep up for more information from us, including some of the resources and websites that were mentioned during today's discussion. So again, thank you to Secretary Becerra, Administrator Guzman, Deputy Administrator Montz, and everyone who joined today's briefing. We look forward to working with you again soon.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. For more information on Business Forward programming, visit businessfwd.org. The Business Forward podcast is a production of Business Forward, hosted by me, Jim Doyle, produced and engineered by Alexi Littman. Thanks for listening. See you next time.